Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Price interrupting a very special episode of Quad Pro Quo, a weekly film podcast inspired by the film Silence of the Lambs. Before I give it over to our four hosts, Ali.
Hi.
Tammy.
Hello.
Guido.
Hello.
And the most handsomest person named Matt.
Hello, Vincent.
Oh, yes, thank you. I would like to say Happy Halloween. And I hope you all have a very spooky weekend.
Thank you, Vincent.
You're quite welcome.
So we are doing a very special mini episode on this Halloween. It is Halloween, you guys.
This is Halloween. Halloween. This is Halloween.
So we're going to do a very special mini episode of Halloween questionnaire. I've curated these questions for y'all. Are we ready? Curated.
Are you answering them as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We can all answer them like, you know, just kind of like off the top of your head. A lot of them are this or that.
You can go with this
or you can go with that. Okay? You can
go with this.
I don't want a Kia. Go
with that.
All right. Hocus Pocus or Beetlejuice?
Who's first?
Just go.
Hocus Beetlejuice. Pocus.
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, right. Beetlejuice,
oh, shit,
Beetlejuice.
We just summoned him.
No! So you said Hocus Pocus?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you mean that urban legend? The Sanderson sisters.
Yes, the black flame candle.
You gotta be quicker than that.
The Nightmare Before Christmas or Corpse Bride?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
I will say that too because I've never seen The Corpse Bride.
Same reason. I had Nightmare Before Christmas.
I'm not gonna lie, just because of how much of how overblown, and I know I was just singing a song
you
from
were.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
But I honestly like The Corpse Bride.
Might as well picked Coraline.
Well, Coraline was also Peter Selleck, who directed Nightmare Before Christmas. Remember, Tim Burton just wrote and produced
yes.
Nightmare Before Christmas, just like Tim Burton wrote, produced, and directed The Corpse Bride.
Very spooky.
Coraline is also amazing.
Edward Scissorhands or the Addams Family?
Addams Family.
Addams Family.
This is so hard for me.
Why? What?
A, Vincent Price is in Edward Scissorhands. I love
It's one of the few movies where he doesn't say murder.
I fucking love the weirdness of the movie. I love how...
That neighborhood?
The neighborhood. I love Diane Wiest. I love...
Alan Arkin.
Everything about that movie. I love the weird Christmas creepy vibe, but I love the Addams Family so much.
I love everything.
Now, if you would ask me Addams Family values... Sequel.
Mm.
One of the best sequels ever made.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Definitely not unnecessary.
No. Better
I loved it.
Than the original, in my opinion.
Again, I'm the outlier. Amy Fisher. Here again. I'm going to have to go with Edward Scissorhands.
I think, like I said, if it was Addams Family Values, I'd pick that because fucking Joan Cusack and just Grandmama.
Is there,
so
I love.
I know we're doing a Halloween episode right now, but we're in the bubble where we're ahead of time. Today is her birthday.
Joan Cusack?
Today is Joan Cusack's birthday.
Legend, queen.
You know, we all have a beverage to Joan.
To Joan.
2-time Academy Award nominee.
Loved also, you in My Blue Heaven.
Also, I saw a fun fact on social media about Addams Family Values. The crew had to either wear like mouth guards or put cotton in their mouths or something to stifle their laughter because apparently she was so funny.
She doesn't turn off.
On that set.
She's so funny.
They couldn't laugh or they'd have to shut down production and delay. So by halfway through it, they had to be like,
It's so good.
I love not only like those versions, but like the earlier versions,
like the
show? Black and white ones.
Oh, the show.
Oh yeah.
And then I also love the newer ones that my children are watching.
The cartoons,
the
are
cartoon
cute.
Movies are
I watch
really
like
good with Charlize Theron as Morticia.
And, not Pedro
and,
Pascal. It's
No, it's
Oscar Isaac.
Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
they are
Gomez.
Good.
They're
I just
really
that.
Good.
I'm
it's
sorry.
So cute.
Maybe
they're very cute.
Maybe
Bette Midler plays the bad guy.
This is a very entertaining
in the new
movie.
One.
Legend.
As they're
an
really
for
funny.
An adult,
I used to write letter when I was younger. I was so obsessed with Angelica Houston and the Addams Family. I used to write her letters because my brother had this weird book of like celebrity addresses.
My brother did that too. He had autographed pictures
yeah.
from a lot of celebrities.
So I used to write letters to Angelica Houston because I was so obsessed with her. Her and Susan Sarandon for some reason. And I never got like any autographed pictures, but I used to write her letters a lot because I just loved Morticia so much.
She sent you a response. Please stop
Please
asking
stop.
Me about Jack Nicholson.
Well, I would never do
she
that.
She gave you money for your library. Just deal with it.
Well, speaking of Susan Sarandon, Rocky Horror Picture Show or Little Shop of Horrors?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Rocky Rick Horror Moranis. Picture Show.
I'm going to go Rocky Horror as well because I love Tim Curry so much.
Rick Moranis.
Toast.
Son, be a dentist.
Okay, so Little Shop.
You have a knack for causing great pain.
It is
son
funny.
Son, be a dent. I love Steve Martin.
Seymour.
Coraline or Casper?
Casper. I've seen it more.
Yeah, Casper is for me.
And the music? I love the music.
I love the scene where they're eating all that food and it's just falling out of the
Plus
onto
it
the
has
floor.
That lady in it with the deep voice that you like so much.
I do like her.
Ugh, Kathy Moriarty.
You do?
She can get it.
And both women. And Christina Ricci.
Christina Ricci can get it the most.
Coraline?
And Devin Sawa.
Okay, you do love Coraline.
I do love Coraline. I know some stuff is coming out about...
About who?
About Neil Gaiman.
Oh, about Neil Gaiman,
Neil
yeah.
Neil Gaiman's the guy that wrote that.
Did he say some disparaging remarks
no,
about penguins?
No, he just
penguins,
had inappropriate
or?
Relationships with people who worked with him.
It's
no one underage, but it was...
Kinda, it's an Arnold situation.
Oh.
Yeah, like a maid. He didn't have children with them, but like he was in his like 40s. She was like in her 20s. Yeah. And she was like the nanny. Like, not great, but...
You yeah. know what? That's all mind your fucking business shit, okay? If it was underage shit or like...
Yeah, it's
you
just,
know,
it's not great, but yeah. yeah. The Sixth Sense or Carrie?
Carrie.
Yeah. Sixth Sense is great.
Sixth Sense.
I didn't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
No? Really?
Did you not?
I don't like Weenie Bruce.
Oh, you don't like Weenie Bruce.
I don't.
Did you not like it because you figured it out in the first 10 minutes?
Yes.
He got shot in the liver. You don't survive that.
You guys are so smart.
It's a gut shot.
I will say the Sixth Sense I think is scarier. Because the ghosts that just pop out. It's so scary.
I agree with you.
The jump scares.
I'm more scared of pissed off women.
Yeah, you should be.
Because they actually exist.
And you make them routinely.
Scream or Halloween?
Halloween.
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 Halloween's a fucking OG, man. You don't
so
fuck with an OG.
So hard for me because, you know, Scream is like my jam. I love Scream so much.
We haven't
done it. But are you going to
not
put your mom, number one?
Not pick my mom?
Mm-hmm. Amy, there's like a popcorn all over me.
Oh my god, I love Scream.
She's so much
butter too.
She's so much better than Skeet Ulrich. Come on.
No, I'm gonna pick Scream. I really am.
All right,
it is my movie.
Yeah,
it's my
is,
horror movie.
That
always
is
has
true.
Been. Yeah.
The best part dies in the first 6 minutes.
I know, my Drew.
What are you talking about? Harry Winkler makes it halfway through the movie.
Hereditary or Midsommar?
Midsommar.
Midsommar.
Get the fuck out of here with that Hereditary shit. Are you serious right now?
Midsommar.
Are you serious right now? Did you write that?
Midsommar is not a Halloween movie, though.
No, but it's
no,
a
we're
scary
going
movie.
Horror.
Yeah, horror movie.
I'm going to go Hereditary because I think it's terrifying.
Hereditary is fucking hilarious.
We get it. Her head falls off.
I feel like... Oh, this is hard.
Is Malignant on that list?
I'm going to go Hereditary.
It's so scary. No, Midsommar is Miss Flo.
Well, Miss
Hereditary
Flo.
Is Miss Collette.
Yeah.
Or Gabriel. What about Gabriel Byrne?
I mean, it's not that I didn't.
Gabriel did burn.
I did see what was happening at Midsommar.
Are there Wicker
I just
questions?
Did not see it
coming.
In the end of Hereditary.
I know. It's so fucking weird. Favorite horror movie?
Oh, The Thing.
You know, like I said, would you like Gregory Peck to show up here?
Oh, The Omen.
Ooh,
you love
good
the
one,
Omen.
Dude.
You love The Omen.
I'm going to have to go with Damien.
I don't know.
Not Amityville.
There's $1 million on the line. Let's go.
I don't know.
You can't make one?
Come on.
Just say Mandy.
You're in my shit!
I'll go. I'm not going to qualify Jaws as horror, even though I technically think it is horror, so I will go with my second choice, which is Rosemary's Baby.
I don't know if I have a favorite.
Mm.
I liked Cabin in the Woods.
That's great. Funny
great.
Horror. All right, we're moving into different categories. Scary movie night or costume party?
What, for Halloween, like...
No, just... Would you rather do a scary movie night or a costume party?
Costume party.
Scary movie night.
I'd rather do a scary movie night.
Scary movie night. So much cheaper than a costume.
Scary movies or kid Halloween movies?
Scary movies.
Yeah.
Scary movies.
Yeah.
Scary movies, 100%. I don't want to see Hocus Pocus again.
Yeah.
Are kids there?
No.
Okay, yeah, scary movies.
Bobbing for apples or carving pumpkins?
Carving pumpkins.
Carving pumpkins.
Same. I've never bobbed for an
apple.
Keep
my face out of the apple water.
Who does that?
Terrorist. Just for that, I'm going to do it at the chili cook-off.
Oh, God. Hayride or pumpkin patch?
Pumpkin patch.
Pumpkin Patch.
I'm allergic to hay.
Oh.
Hey.
Hi.
Pumpkin Patch.
I'd rather sit and drink than walk around and drink, so I'm going to go with a hay route.
Okay. Haunted House or Corn Maze?
Haunted House.
I haven't done a haunted house in so long.
I don't like people touching me, so I'm going to go Corn Maze.
Hold on a second. They touch you?
In a haunted house now? Yes, they do.
I retract my shit.
Okay.
Catch me in the maze.
Oh, you signed like a waiver when you go into haunted houses now that they're allowed to touch
you. Not now. I don't want any of that.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to go with the maze too.
I haven't been in them since that.
Yeah.
They were just a jump scare.
Last time
it's just a jump scare.
Last time I was in a haunted house was the... Well, no, not that, because we saw Alice Cooper recently, but the time before that, it was at, like, Meriwether Pavilion down in Maryland.
Meriwether Post Pavilion,
yeah. And they had, like, a huge, like, haunted house, weird, like, a whole thing, like, this whole big Halloween escapade, and the pinnacle was Alice Cooper performing, but...
Well, that's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody touched me there.
Candy apples or caramel apples?
Caramel.
I'm so sorry. How are you pronouncing that C word?
Caramel.
That's weird because there's two A's in it.
Nope, caramel.
Bizarre. This is some fascinating
behavior.
Personally,
I would say neither because my teeth are going to get stuck, but...
Caramel.
I'd like a caramel apple, please.
I just don't like apples, but I do like caramel more.
Okay. Apple cider or a pumpkin spice latte?
Apple cider.
That's just mean.
I don't like pumpkin spice, so I'll go apple cider. I don't really like either of them, to be honest with you.
Yes, oh. To all.
I'll have to go with apple cider, especially if it's a hard cider.
Yeah, I was going to say spiked, yeah.
I don't care what it is. They're all delicious, and I love them.
Okay.
Pumpkin.
It tastes like the fall.
You know I love apple cider.
Scary costumes or pop culture costumes?
Well, since I've grown up, I like the pop culture ones.
Yeah.
You know, I like the more nuanced choices.
I like going for laughs instead of scares.
So pop culture.
Yeah, hence the fact my last scary costume was me dressed up as the Grady twin with John.
That was great, though.
Which was funny.
I told you that my dad got me, when I was 8 years old, my dad helped me become John Kevorkian for Halloween.
Yes, that was an insane story.
Love we used to have fun. I liked to do scary when I was a kid.
I never got to do scary when I was a kid. I think I didn't get to do scary until I was like Ghostface after Scream came out. Like that was the first scary costume I got to be. I was a vampire 1 year, but that was
I think the scariest costume I might have done was I was Frankenstein or something.
Yeah.
We used to dress up scary because my parents would do the Halloween house.
Oh, fun.
So like my brother probably stopped trick-or-treating at the age of like 8 or 9. And just scared all the kids in the neighborhood.
Nice.
We would help dress up and do that.
All right, well, favorite costume you've ever done?
For like trick-or-treating or ever?
No, just ever.
I really liked my Kurt Russell costume. Fucking awesome.
That was great.
I really liked my Erica Jane costume.
That was great too.
That was
fun.
A whole vibe.
I loved our Misery costume. I think that was like, that was amazing.
I liked the one he did with John.
The Shining one.
The Shining one. I really liked that one.
That was really good.
Honestly, that was funny. Honestly, it's a coin flip for me.
Yeah.
Like, well, actually, no. I'm going to go with the Misery one because not only did we do that as a couple.
You got to sit down and drink the whole night?
We borrowed a wheelchair from my dad. For Nora's party, but I also did that costume at work.
You did.
That year.
Oh, but you had that great costume that 1 year where you were Bob Ross, and that was really good.
That was also.
And didn't you win the Halloween costume contest?
I had a streak going because I won for Bob Ross the first year, and then my coworker and I, Shirley was her name.
Your work Annie?
Yeah, I called her work Annie. She called you home Annie.
Home Annie.
Because like, wow, I can't believe I have such an abundance of women that just want to hobble me.
Yes. So. Although 1 year at work, in my previous work, I played like a broken doll because at my work, every Halloween, every like cubicle or like grouping of people, you would decorate your room, and then they would go around and judge. So 1 year I brought all of my dolls in because I have a lot of dolls. We put them all around the room in like different weird variations, and then I came in dressed as a doll. Like I painted my face like I was a broken porcelain doll. And so when the judges came around, I basically sat in the front of the room just like this with like a teddy bear. And I did win best costume for my entire company that year. And our room won scariest room. It was great.
Holy shit.
So cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
I just also remembered one of the reasons why, like, I was so glad to win best costume at my work those 2 years, because the year before that, at my previous job, before I moved up with Allison and all that, my coworker and I, we were in the transportation department of our company. We were the only ones from the department that decided we were going to dress up. We both just put on some suits, some fedoras, and some sunglasses. We were the Blues Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody thought we were the funniest thing they saw, but apparently we weren't as good as a store-bought Sully from Monsters, Inc.
costume. Yeah, that happens. All right, last round. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or Snickers?
Peanut Butter
How
Cups.
How is this even Reese's. A fucking... Snickers.
You don't like peanut butter, you weirdo.
But he likes
How
peanuts.
Am I weird?
Reese's. You're weird.
No, you're fucking weird.
We're
you're,
all going to say Peanut Butter Cups.
You're fucking weird.
Yeah.
You are fucking high.
No, I'm drunk, but you're fucking weird.
Skittles or M&M's?
M&M's.
Oh, man, M&M's. It depends on the mood.
Yeah, well, hold on a second.
I'm a Skittles
person. M&M's in the freezer, you fill up a coffee cup, you sit in front of Nickelodeon.
No, no, no.
That's where
I'm
going
to say.
You're trick-or-treating, you get M&M's or Skittles.
It's Skittles.
M&M's.
Skittles. Gummy bears or jelly beans?
Gummy bears.
Gummy bears.
Okay.
Until whatchamacallit, that one that Easter? That had flavors... That came out that actually tasted like flavors, and then like Bertie Botts adopted it.
Ew, no, those are awful. That's where you get like the earwax and the vomit flavored ones.
But I mean, at least for the most part, like those.
Why would you make a vomit flavored jelly bean?
Because it's from Harry Potter.
To trick you.
But they would.
And it's called Bean Boozled.
And it's disgusting.
But they would make ones that would actually taste like the flavor that they say.
Oh, yeah.
Before that, with like the regular jelly beans, it just tasted like wax.
I still don't really like jelly beans, to be honest.
But no, I'll still go with
the Starburst
gummy
ones
bears.
Are good.
Gummy bears, yeah.
I love Jelly Bellies.
Sour Patch Kids or Swedish Fish?
Swedish Fish.
Swedish Fish.
I'm going to go Sour
fish.
Patch Kids. I
Swedish
love
Fish
sour.
For sure.
Nerds or Starburst?
Starburst.
Nerds. Nerds, nerds,
so
nerds,
hard.
Nerds.
I love nerds. I love
How
nerds.
How about the gummy clusters?
Nerds. I'm going to do nerds.
Putting the entire box in your mouth. Oh,
nerds,
so
gummy
good.
Clusters.
They all taste the same.
Great.
They don't.
Twizzlers or hot tamales?
Twizzlers, I hate.
Take both of them, throw them away.
I hate fake cinnamon.
I don't mind fake cinnamon, so I actually will go hot tamales.
I
Twizzlers
hate
are
it.
Gross. Hershey Kisses or Twix?
Hershey Kisses. Twix are gross.
Twix is the only one that has the cookie crunch.
I'm going to do Kisses.
I'm going to go Twix because I can't eat a lot of Hershey Kisses.
Twix are gross.
Sick.
I mean, Hershey, are gross.
Especially if it's a peanut butter Twix.
I mean, Twix has a combination of taste, whereas Hershey Kisses is just milk chocolate.
With the best Twix, milk with, chocolate.
No, that's not the best. No, the best.
It's definitely not the best milk chocolate.
The best milk chocolate from Hershey's is as a Hershey bar, not a Kiss.
Butterfinger or Rolo? I adjusted this one.
Butterfinger.
It was Butterfinger or I can't even remember what it said. It was like Kinder Bueno. And I'm like, no one knows what a fucking Kinder Bueno.
Rolo.
Rolo.
I'm a
Butterfinger.
I'm a Rolo girl.
Rolo.
I love a Rolo. I almost put Peanut Chew and then I want to pick Peanut Chew.
Rolos.
I love a Peanut Chew.
You ever have a sugar baby?
Yes.
Sugar babies
sugar
are
daddy.
Good.
Yep. Three Musketeers or Peanut M&M's?
Peanut M&M's.
Yes.
Yeah, Peanut M&M's.
Three Musketeers is for chicks.
It's garbage.
That's girl candy.
Three Musketeers tastes like...
Bonus if you can name the Three Musketeers.
D'Artagnan?
No, that's the fourth one.
Athos, Aramis, and Porthos.
Athos, Porthos, and Aramis.
Yeah, but no, I feel like Three Musketeers is made of what sneakers taste like.
Last one, Airheads or Jolly Ranchers?
Airheads.
Airheads.
Jolly Ranchers.
The Blue Raspberry
Airheads
Jolly
are
Rancher.
Airheads kill your fucking teeth.
What are Jolly Ranchers doing?
Jolly Ranchers you suck on.
Watermelon Jolly Ranchers are disgusting.
Why were there no Tootsie Roll Pops?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Or like
I have the last
Blow Pops.
Favorite candy.
I like any gummy candy from the Albanese company
you
in the 5-pound bag.
You love the Albanese.
Yeah.
Also, I had to go with Jolly Ranchers on the last one.
Okay, well, favorite candy.
Jolly Ranchers suck, and they make my teeth hurt.
That's the point. That's how you eat them.
It's true. You have to suck them.
No, but they hurt. The sugar hurts my teeth.
Oh, okay.
I don't like sucking on hard candy.
Nothing fuses to your teeth like a Jolly Rancher.
You poor, poor
I
man.
Would say that about an Airhead, but... I'm all right, sorry. Favorite candy.
Reese's Cups.
Reese's Cups, okay. You love a Reese's Pieces.
No. It was one spin-off that Reese's just had. I forget what it was called.
The Take 5 bar?
No.
The Take 5 bar is good.
Do you have scores?
It was basically it was basically a combination. It was a combination of a Nutrageous and a Fifth Avenue bar.
Abba Zabba, you my only friend.
What? I forget what it was called, though.
I do like...
It's so obscure. Can you pick a non-obscure one?
It was Hershey's, and it was a combination of their flavors, and so it was out for like 3 or 4 years.
My favorite candy of all time...
Fine. Reese's Cups.
...are the toffee crunch things that your dad... Guido, your dad gets me for Christmas.
They're covered Almond with... Rocher?
No, it's not Almond Rocher. It's from Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's toffee nut clusters.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about. God, they're
good. Guido? Oh, gummy candies from Albany's?
Yeah, any gummy candy from the Albany's Gummy Candy Company. And any of our listeners don't know what I'm talking about. Just type Albany's into the Amazon app on your phone and buy any of that stuff. It's tasty.
It was a Reese's Crispy Crunchy. It's on Amazon.
Okay.
For $39.
It's the fucking Taco Bell of chocolate and peanut butter.
So I'm a gummy person, and I'll say this. I love those strawberry shoelaces I get from Candy Kitchen that I bring back. I love those. But I used to buy Juju Fruits, put them in the freezer, and then I'd suck on them.
Oh, no. That'll ruin your teeth.
Jujubes? Jujubes?
Juju Fruits, not Juju Bees. Juju Fruits.
I know.
I do like dots.
That's
on the paper.
That is foul.
No, the dots. Jelly ones.
Oh, the consistency is just like eating a tire.
You like circus peanuts?
Yes.
Oh, I don't like them.
And Necco wafers.
All right.
All right.
Listen, don't you attack me.
One last question. Worst candy.
Well, the dots on the papers got to be up there. Ooh,
black licorice.
Rock candy.
Yeah.
All right.
Black licorice.
Fucking
yeah, black Mike licorice.
Oh, I don't care about Mike
and Ike's.
You
don't like
Mike and Ike's? No, good the other and plenty. One. Good and plenty.
The purple, like, the white, and
those
the...
are like black licorice.
Yeah, fuck and they basically look and taste like eating an eraser off of a pencil.
Almond Joy poison.
Yeah. Love Almond Joy's.
Anything with coconut in it or...
so good.
Mounds?
No, Whoppers.
What's up with the Whopper?
Foul.
Oh, they are not.
Foul.
I bought a bag.
You like them and you're so gross.
Like the Whoppers.
You know how you and I love the fruit flavored Tootsie Rolls?
Yes. Love.
So I bought a bag of them from the dollar store on Wednesday and they're gone.
They're so good.
Well, you got
a
million of them.
I also love a peanut chew and everyone makes fun of me
for that.
Oh, they're
so good.
Tim, have you had the wax candies full of cola candy?
Yes. Soda bottles. They're so gross.
Gross.
I also used to love chewing on candles, and then fluid came out of them.
Wax exactly. Lips, like that's all that stuff. Them. My Ew. Dad still gets those. No, he gets those big fruit slices, those jelly fruit slices.
Covered in the granulated sugar?
Yes, a candy
Sign
kitchen.
Me the fuck
Disgusting.
Up for those.
Absolutely
There's a whole
foul.
Pack of citrus like slivers.
Would you rather do chocolatey or sugary?
Chocolate.
I'm a jelly person.
I'm a chocolate.
I don't want to. It depends on my mood.
No, I'm a jelly person. I will always pick like Sour Patch Kids, Swedish Fish, Skittles, Starburst over anything chocolate.
The red, white, and blue brains or the turtles that are full of jelly.
I bring you those sharks.
Oh, the
from
sharks.
Candy Kitchen.
That's a top tier jelly candy.
I'm just always
going to
be because milk chocolate like upsets my stomach. So like I can't. There's only so much milk chocolate I can eat. Where I can eat jelly for those.
You need that dark cocoa.
Well, this was fun, guys. Thank you for participating. Matt, next month is your month. It is November, which is the month of your birth, and it is your pick, your theme month pick. So do you want to tell us your pick for November?
Yes, okay. I'm real excited to do this theme month. After a long deliberation, I was sitting in my father's former study. It was storming outside, and then out of nowhere, a strange creature flew in through the window.
Oh, Lord.
It was a bat. So I decided, yes, Father, to avenge you, I will become a bat.
Oh, my.
Actually, no. My theme for next month, for November, is called He Played Batman.
He was Batman.
Or He Was Batman.
Amazing.
So where I am tasking my cohorts to pick a movie, and I mean, I've probably seen them all, so whatever, but like you have to pick a movie starring someone who played Batman, i.e., of course, it's very limited, Adam West, Michael Keaton, Christian Bale, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Ben Affleck, Robert Pattinson.
Lego Batman?
Will Arnett, sure.
I'm very excited about this.
Kevin Conroy. So
who are you picking?
Well, we have to wait till his episode.
Yeah. You have
to wait. We're not going to tell who was Batman yet.
No. Yeah. But also, I guess it was a fun thing that we were talking about in between sodes. Tammy suggested that I have to then talk about the Batman movie that they were in as a preface. So
you guys were in a Batman movie?
Well,
No. Like if he chose Michael Keaton, then that would be the beginning talk.
The
preface 2-hour discussion of the movie that he chose. He would talk about that Batman character.
I got it. Okay.
All right. So instead of going with the Ally quid pro quo, Ally, who's Batman?
My Batman is Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck?
Batfleck.
Batfleck. So my movie came out in 2010. Mm-hmm. It was directed by Ben Affleck.
Batfleck.
It stars Batfleck, Jeremy Renner,
Hawkeye,
and Rebecca Hall. It is The Town.
That's a heavy hitter.
Mm. And where can we watch The
you
Town?
You can watch The Town. I think it might be on Max, but you can also purchase it on Amazon Prime.
It's a good one to own.
Okay, great. So we are at Quad Pro Quo Pod across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. You can recommend a theme month by sending us an email or messaging us on social media. And please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And until November, Batman Month, thank you for listening.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.